The sweat beads poured down my face. I trailed at least 100 feet behind my father. The incline of the mountain seemed to get steeper and steeper as my dad and I trudged along the dirt path. My legs were turning into noodles the longer I walked, but my father never slowed his pace. I tried moaning and wheezing as loud as possible to get the slightest reaction from him, but he never took a second to turn around. I yelled for him several times before running up to him. "Dad! Dad!" When I reached him, I put a hand on his shoulder and only felt bones underneath his white t-shirt. He stopped, turned around, and just stared at me. When I met his eyes, I found that there was none, only gaping holes. I took a step back to analyze what else had changed. I looked over him and saw that his face had become pale white and his lips were caked with dry blood. A gash was placed on the right side of his head, and it was spewing with devil red blood. I ran a hand over the wound, and my father backed away quickly. Suddenly, a blood-curdling cry alerted us both. I tried helping up my father, but he only pushed me into the forest. He knew that something was coming and was determined to get me out before it, whatever it was, reached us. As I turned to run, a shadow fell over me. As I turned around, I found a bull-like creature standing above me. This bull stood on 2 muscular legs and reached at least 12 feet high. It had 2 horns on the top of his head that were as sharp as knives, and they seemed to sway back and forth, back and forth. I took a glance at my father and saw the worry on his gaunt face. My heart was beating 1,000 miles an hour, but no air was exiting my nose or mouth. I kept still for what seemed like hours until I built up the courage to make a run for it. As soon as I tried, the bull enclosed its large fingers around my quivering body. Its grip was tight, and I felt it getting tighter and tighter with every breath. I could feel him squeezing the life out of me. I began to feel lightheaded, and I only thought the worst. This would be my last night. I decided to close my eyes and try not to endure the pain that was going to come to me. My eyes shut, and everything went black. I awoke and found myself in a hospital room. I was in a gown, and there were few nurses around. I looked out the long window in the side of the room, only to see my father, back to normal, with nervous wrinkles forming on his forehead. How long had I been here? What happened to me? When I opened my eyes again, I found myself still in the stronghold of the bull. I could see the insanity in his eyes, ready to kill. I felt my heart stop, and I knew it was over. Wait, my heart was beating again. I hit the rough ground with a thud. The bull had dropped me. My mutated father bit the huge foot of the bull. He was angering the creature, and I could feel it. The air filled with a thick layer of silver fog. My vision became impaired, and I felt lost. I heard the fight between my father and the beast, but I could not see it. My head started to throb, and a trickle of blood raced past my eye. I ran as fast as I could and as far as I could. I tripped over sticks, vines, and ran into thick trees, and knocked off large branches that came and fell down on top of me. I heard the last scream of my father, and then it was over. I fainted. I awoke again in the hospital, but now people were rushing around me, but pushing buttons on mysterious machines and whipping up medicines that I couldn't describe. I looked around, but could not spot my father through all the people. I tried to yell, but nothing came through.